This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Leroy Show, final hour of arguably our best show of the season, if I must say so myself. Let's go ahead and get right into it. These are your headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Your Miami Heat are back in action tonight, against the Atlanta Hawks. Coverage begins right here at 6:15 with Alejandro Solana and Preheat. You can catch our boy Tommy Tighe, who you'll be hearing from shortly. He'll be on the network and local pregames as well. We'll see if the Miami Heat were just emotionally charged by Jimmy Butler's return, or if this is the beginning of potentially a hot streak at the most random point in the season. And very, very much needed victory tonight. We'll see what happens. The Cats back in action tomorrow and today, opening day, your Florida, I should say Miami Marlins, are going to take the mound at what time, Vlad? Do you know?
Think 4:30.
Believe you're right. 4:10 is what it says.
Well, yeah, close enough. I think at 3:30 or something, they're throwing first pitch. 3:45.
Yeah, guess who's catching the first pitch?
Dan Marino.
Dan is throwing.
No, he's throwing it,
and apparently
he's throwing it to Joe.
Joe Rose is a catcher.
Joe Rose is a catcher. Everyone. Anyone surprised?
I mean,
he's been catching Dan Marino's balls for years.
If he can't catch it with his hands, he can block it with that big ass head.
Okay. Now, is he gonna wear a helmet? Is he gonna have a helmet? What kind of? There's not a catcher's helmet he could wear.
No,
for that big head.
No way.
That noggin.
Mm-mm. Nope.
He might have to wear an NFL helmet to catch the ball.
My boy Joe Rose, though. Sure hands. He's going to catch that. You think, does that translate? Because I know a lot of quarterbacks were usually drafted by MLB. But do you think Dan Marino can throw like a hit?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this is.
He got drafted to play baseball.
Tune in.
John Elway would have been the first pick in either sport.
John Elway, overrated.
Nobody believes you, man.
Nobody. I don't even believe myself when I say that. And usually I'm like, he wasn't mobile, but you know, mobile, dude, helicopter. Let's get back into this snack it bracket that we started last hour, just to remind you of the snacks that had
advanced. Where's the chip region?
Chip is actually, I'm sure you can do like your own chip bracket, but chips is actually the next item on the list in regards to seeding. But those that have advanced, we have chocolate chip cookies, easy peasy. We have an upset though. Remember the upset that we had was icy slash fruit pops. That went over chocolate coated candy. I think that was a good call on our end, to be honest.
I love chocolate, but there's just too many different plays you could go with the, you know what I mean? With the frozen, especially down here in Florida.
Love that. Love that. Fruit snacks and gummies were over toasted pastries, which makes sense. And then we put mini cakes, which I don't even think should be number four, but it was over vanilla wafers. Date South brought up a good point that vanilla wafers only good in banana pudding.
I don't like banana pudding, so I don't like fair. Vanilla wafers.
Please stop that.
What? You like banana pudding?
No, I just don't like hearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What? Okay. Yeah. Strange. Chips coming in at number five. Let's see. We have a 5-12 matchup with this one. Sour candies versus chips.
Now, hold on. Wait. Are we talking about Sour Patch Kids?
Anything that's sour.
If we're talking about Sour Patch Kids, that's not
sour.
Out.
Like the little sour, little gummy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking
about. Glow worms.
Wait.
Like, I like sour candies.
Time out.
Glow worms?
Yeah.
Time out.
The sour glow worms.
We're counting gummies, though. We're counting.
Oh, we counting sour gum. So we're counting gummies, like we're counting Haribo and the Sour Patch Kids together, or no?
The sour ones, yeah, because you know you can have a normal bag of Haribos, but then you can have the sour ones. You know, we have the sour Skittles. Wait, we got the sour.
Whoa.
I don't know though. I really love chips.
What?
It ain't Haribos.
What is it? What is it? Harib?
It's Haribo.
Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo. Haribo. Tomato. Tomato.
Haribo.
So here's the deal. I am distraught at the fact that they've broken the candy snack down to seven different regions. We got the chocolate covered. We got the sour. We got the regular. Like, wow. So I'm going to say this. If I will fight you over one thing. Oh, wow. I don't like the worms and all that. But if you put watermelon Sour Patch Kids in front of me, yes. So I'm going to say that, and see, the chips are so versatile.
Chips are versatile, and they're more adult.
The chips are a team. The chips are a full team, and Sour Patch has a superstar.
So Sour Patch are like one year. That's it. They're 1 year blue.
One and done.
While the chips are like 6 year vets.
The chips gonna be. They're gonna. Here's what they say
they're
about
on
the
grad
chips.
School. They
here's
got
what
grad
they
school.
Say about the chips.
Fifth year seniors.
The chips are making their ninth straight visit to the Sweet 16. Right. That's what you say about chips.
Chips are Butler. Chips are the Butler and Gonzaga of the tournament.
Yes, but here's the problem. We forgetting all of the bench players in chips.
Give me the John Morant. Give me the
I'm gonna give you so no. All your intangibles with chips, the dips,
Ranch.
The salsas,
sour cream.
Right. The sour cream. You can't have nachos without chips.
What about popcorn? Does that count as a chip?
Ooh. Popcorn's its own.
Because I love me some popcorn.
I would say it's in the bag chip region.
All right.
It's true. I mean, they are sold together at times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So how do we view that when the overall program of the bag chip, they are like UConn women's basketball.
Consistent.
Yeah. Like The Sour Patch is the hottest and latest. They coming up like South Carolina the last 5 years.
Wait, I love Dawn.
That's no, me too.
So what? I mean, what do we have in this matchup?
We're taking the Dawn Staley in the South Carolinas of the of the.
Oh,
matchup.
We're taking the Sour Patch.
I'm taking the Sour Patch.
So he got sour candy. Figgy's got chips. Leroy, you're the tiebreaker.
Damn.
Strawberry.
I like cookies.
Watermelon.
Here's what I would say.
Watermelon.
I've never gone through a store and grabbed a bag of Sour Patch Kids. I always get them to go to the movies.
Yeah.
But I've gone and said, like, even last night, I went through and I said, ooh, I'm here. I got me some salsa, some hot salsa. I got a little pack of meat. And I got some cheese, and I made me a little dip, and had some chips. Like I thought about that when I was at the store. I wasn't thinking about Sour Patch. I'm going chips. Going chips over just.
Boo.
I'm going chips. I'm going consistent.
Already got your gummies, Vlad.
Who cares? Hey. Nobody cares about these old guys' chips and their senior status.
Hey. I'm always gonna be in the Sweet 16 year after year.
But you don't win,
huh?
You don't win.
It's true.
Don't win.
Oh, okay. All right, Cleveland, once LeBron leave.
It doesn't matter. I got that one. Cleveland, this is for you.
All right, so look, this is one of those, they could have been playing against other opponents and they both would have won.
Yeah.
Because they're going against each other, you can only pick one. It's rough. I personally like the sour candies.
We know that.
But Leroy was very true. And also, you got to think about it this way. If you go to a party and you walk in and there's bowls of like chips and dip, that makes sense. If there's bowls of like candy, you're going to feel a little weird. Me personally, I'll be like, this is amazing.
Candy is good because after those chips and dip, you need that candy to freshen out your breath.
No, I would personally love it. I would personally love it. But I would question.
Why don't you brush your teeth every now and then?
I'm at a party. I'm good. Now, even though you're right, am I at a party? I'm at a party, he just said. What? I'm carrying floss and toothpaste with me?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. At least like, you made
mints or something.
I have never thought about, don't let me get these chips and dips. My breath going to be stank.
Yeah, come on, man. Right? You know some of those chips, man. The hot fries. Come on now.
Also, you've been off the market for quite some time, Leroy.
Yeah, that is true, Leroy. You don't know about anything about that.
If my breath smells now, I will blow in my wife's face and be like, hey, this is bad.
She's used to that.
First of all, I always keep a little pack of gum just in case.
Frog breath.
Always.
In case I need it. Look, sometimes you eat them Doritos or whatever. Yeah. And
I'm just making my point. You're making my point.
No.
You know what's worse? I got cavity breath, okay?
Ooh.
Cavity breath. When you got yuck. Hey, you know, they made a cartoon about people like you. They called it the yuck mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what candy do.
Getting so shamed for my love of
candy. We got chips moving on.
All right, let's get to the next one right here. We have. Ooh, okay. I'm feeling this one right here. We have pudding versus. This one should be kind of easy. Churros.
Churros all day.
Churros.
No, I don't know how pudding.
When was the last time you got a little cup of pudding?
A child, for sure. Snack pack as a child.
I did.
Love me a chocolate.
There's a lot of pudding when you have kids. When there's kids or
yeah.
Snack pack.
But I don't think it deserves a spot in top 16. I would take churros.
Churros and churros are versatile. You can mix them with ice cream.
It has a score.
Churro flavor stuff.
Charles Barkley loves
Pudding
churros.
Mania.
Especially San Antonio.
Imagine a place called Pudding Mania.
That makes me very, very strange.
Very weird.
All right, this one is number 7 versus 10. Mini donuts versus graham crackers.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good 7-10.
Can I just tell you?
Wait, is there anything on the graham crackers?
Both of these things are getting ready to get... They going to get to the Elite Eight, but then they going to get smoked.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no. But this is a good 7-10 matchup. This is like a BYU
7-10.
Versus...
Let me see. Wait, hold on. Let me see. You say mini donuts?
I just say donuts, to be honest.
Yeah, mini donuts.
Yeah, but y'all can kill mini donuts, man.
And, I don't like them powdered donuts.
Graham crackers.
I don't like them. But I can't stand graham crackers either.
But if it's a graham cracker by itself, I'm not going to grab it.
Give me mini donuts. Mini donuts have variety. Like, he's right. David Lee is right.
Mini donuts. I don't like either. I don't like s'mores.
Mini donuts.
Yeah, I agree. Variety for
and
sure.
And a snack.
Yeah.
Can I just say this? Is it a snack if you have to prepare it?
No.
So if you say graham crackers because I like s'mores. S'mores is not a snack. Because you can't just get it real quickly. A snack is something you can just get real quickly. That's what snacks are. If you got to prepare it and cook it and put it over a fire, then technically it doesn't belong. S'mores does not belong in the snack column. That's why I have graham crackers. Graham crackers suck by themselves. I've never seen anybody say, let me get some graham crackers.
Graham crackers. Crazy. Wow.
Graham crackers. You know what graham crackers should have had? Graham crackers should have been the plan with wafers.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. I do have a question, though. We had a debate for quite some time. And mind you, we have a clock to adhere to. So keep in mind when answering this. We said that sandwiches were not considered cooked because at no point was there fire. Would you consider s'mores? Are they cooked? Are those cooked?
Yeah.
Why?
You would say fire? That I cooked these s'mores.
You can't have s'mores without fire.
For sure. Well, I know. No, because you could do some sort of heating method. I've seen Subway cook some things without fire. We've all gone to Subway and got ourselves toasted without there being any fire.
Okay. Name another way to toast a marshmallow that doesn't involve fire.
When you go to Subway, do they toast your bread?
I'm not talking about you can do that with bread.
What are you, Jesse Smollett?
You can't do that. You can throw bread in a toaster.
All right, so you're saying
you
that
you can't put a marshmallow in a toaster and say, heat me up.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If somebody said I cooked you some s'mores, I'd say, no, you made me some s'mores. You didn't cook me any s'mores. If my wife says I cooked you a sandwich.
No, wait, stop. Wow, because we've already seen those types
of things. Yes, exactly. All right, for the final seed in our Sweet Eight.
Elite Sweet Eight?
Exactly. Sweet Eight. This is horrible. I wish both of these couldn't make it.
That's right, the Elite Eight.
Like, review some of these because.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. All right,
the last one is pastries versus animal crackers.
I'm going animal crackers.
What?
I love animal crackers.
Animal crackers are the same as graham crackers.
I love animal crackers.
What? That was
no.
There's only like one specific brand that tastes good with animal crackers. And
I don't eat animal. But put it this way, we don't eat animal crackers now.
Animal crackers against what?
Pastries.
I'm gonna go. So we're talking about all of the Danishes.
You know, Leroy loves
a good Danish. Okay.
Cheese Danish. Vlad, you'd rather have a graham cracker over a cheese Danish?
I don't like no cheese Danish.
What?
I don't like cheese Danish. No.
Strawberry, you don't like
it. Sweet is right. Your favorite graham is Aubrey.
That's the only reason that you don't like graham crackers, because you're a Kendrick fan. And I'm like, all right, okay. Disappointing. But
isn't animal cookies kind of like graham crackers?
Which is a strange. I didn't realize you were going to take up program or animal crackers. I feel like.
I mean, he's a snacker.
Is he?
Yeah. Think of all the foods he said he's like. It's all things you can get in a little bag and just hose down on a quick break.
You see? I like the wordplay that he said that. Hat snacks, hose down, all of that.
No. Okay, so what are we picking? We don't have that much time. Let's go.
We're not picking graham crackers. Anything.
I'm not picking graham crackers.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's animal crackers.
Animal crackers. No.
Pastries advances to the Sweet Eight. Yes, I know it's a Sweet 16. Please.
Okay, so let's do this quickly.
No. This is tomorrow. We're going to save it for tomorrow. We can talk about this tomorrow. We talk to Doug Plagueis tomorrow. Because what do we have? Like 60 seconds? There's no way you can do that. With that being said, Leroy, one more time, can you tell us about LIV Golf?
So besides us being there, that information was brought to my attention a few minutes ago. You know we love golf. We love to party. Golf is coming back. to Trump National Doral, April 4th through the 6th. And because it's the Blue Monster, they are going big. There's a tents everywhere, music, food. They got merch tents. It's pretty cool. Join some of the game. And look, you can sit in one spot and watch all of your golfers. They're all going to come through that one spot. You don't have to come out and be out there all day. John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia, Phil Mickelson. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and Scott Pungkalenga Sublime headlining on Saturday night. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Tommy Tighe coming next.